Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Paraphrase Day. As we come in here, as we get loose, and as we turn some things around and tell a little story, talk about some things that are going great for you, going great for me, just sitting back and trying to figure out a new schedule and the old schedule and trying to mix it all together and keep the train running. Keep the train running with the podcast. And yeah, you got to keep the train running. So as I talk about keeping that train running and keep yourself motivated, and that's what we're talking about today, is just stay after it. Keep going. Don't give up. That's what this podcast is about mainly, is just sitting there and staying after it and just going after your goals, going after your dreams. And as I sometimes sit back, and the last kind of few days, it's been one of those days or weeks and months. It's like, oh my gosh, just get myself up. And you know how you wake up sometimes and you just don't feel well, and you feel like you're not making any progress in life. You're not doing all the things that you can do to make yourself better. And sometimes you just get in your head. You get in your head and you're just like, wow, I just want to get up. It's kind of like that when you're running a little bit and you're almost done with the race, and your body is just telling you, hey, shut it down. It's okay to walk across the finish line. But as I tell myself and as I tell you out there, no, it's not okay. It's not okay to walk across the finish line. How you started the race is how you're going to finish the race. You're going to start off with a good attitude, and you're going to finish with a good attitude. A lot of us, well, sometimes when we get into our little how we are, we have to understand that, you know, some of these races aren't built for everyone. Some of these things that people are going through, it's not going to happen for you. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times as I go through these things and I'm going through, and I'm just talking to my wife about certain things I just got to get rid of, like, you know, financial situation, pressures on us, and things that we need to get done. I just told myself, I go, you know, it's just, you got to, you know, stay with it. And we're doing three things that you can do at the end of the race. You can either push back a little bit and just let it happen, and just hopefully it works out for you. Or you can go at it full board, and instead of waiting for that date to end, put all the chips in, put everything in, and just go for it. And that's what we're doing. That's the second thing. Third thing is just take your time, go at it a little bit hard, go out a little bit easy. And I realize there's some things that are going on with me, just, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, that I gotta just take care of. I gotta take care of my body, and I should be fine. I should be fine. And, you know, the biggest thing is that I keep going. And I talk about this is sometimes people expect that you have the answer for everything. That you have the answer for everything. That you understand exactly what's going on out in the world. That you can solve all the problems out in the world. And they put all this pressure on you. They put all this pressure on you, and it's interesting that as they put this pressure on you, how you can either step up to the challenge or you can run away from the challenge. And the business that I have, the jobs that I have, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a lot that I have to deal with. It's a lot that, and all the stuff that I've given myself, I signed myself up for this. You know, I've been really blessed with a lot of things, and people have helped me along the way with a lot of this stuff. I can't take credit for a lot of this stuff. I've been given opportunities that some people wish they had opportunities. And like, my, you know, like a friend was always telling that the same opportunities that you are running away from, some people are running toward, and they're excited about all the things that can happen for them. You have to be excited about those things too. I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know if you're starting, middle, end, but it all comes back to, as I was telling my son, I said, And I always come back to a little story my parents used to always tell me about starting stuff and finishing stuff. And I know we're going through a rough little patch, in sports, and it's in the middle of the season. And things just weren't going right. He went and talked to my dad, talked to my mom, say, I want to quit. This is not good for me. It's not good for you. We're wasting our time. He's like, no. We start stuff. We finish stuff. And it was a great lesson. It was a great lesson that my parents taught us, that when things get tough, you gotta push yourself and you gotta finish it. And trust me, I wanted to quit and walk away from the situation. And then they taught me that if I start doing that, it starts a pattern of just accepting, okay, didn't work out, walk away from it. I'm around a lot of people who have this, that's a problem, or they seem to do this a lot. And they're okay with it. In their mind, they're okay with it. And little things, and it's little things. Just recently, I picked this book up. My friend was reading the book. And I said, oh, they're reading. I picked the book up. And I realized I got to finish the book now. I'm interested in reading the book. Well, I started. I need to finish it. And some days, I don't want to finish this book. Some days, I want to just, okay, whatever happens, happens. But these characters are in my head now. These characters are becoming part of my personality. The things that they're telling me, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about listening to their journey. I wonder how things are going to turn out. But if I just put the book away and say, it's okay, whatever happens over there, just let it stay there. And a lot of times that's what happens to us when we start these pumping ourselves up. You know, like the first part of the race is really, really easy. The body feels good. Mind feels good. We get into the middle part of the race. We start questioning. So maybe the mind starts wandering around. The mind starts wandering around, like I said, and the body starts aching a little bit. We don't know how to push ourselves just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And as we push through the pain that we're having, we have to really understand that it's going to be okay. The pain that we have is this temporary pain. And you're going to learn some things along the journey. As we learn some things along the journey, you're going to learn some things about yourself. I've learned some things about myself with my son's journey with sports and dealing with different people and just talking to people. It's not easy. You know, I was with him today and, you know, he played pretty well. He drove in some runs, scored some runs, you know, fielded the ball, made a good throw. And just realizing with him and talking to other parents, it's just, I was asking him this question, and I asked yourself the same question. Are you having fun? Are you still having fun with this? Because the bottom line is, he has to be out there. I have to be out here. And if I'm not having fun doing this stuff, there's no need to be out here. He's out here just chasing money and chasing certain things. It's kind of like worthless. What do you mean by worthless? It's just, I tell myself, I tell you this. And people always told me this, if you have fun at work, you're never gonna work a day in your life. I've had a podcast about having fun at the job, and I can always tell the story. I was walking one day and I was going by this tire shop, and I hear this music blaring. I hear these guys laughing in the tire shop, and all they're doing is changing tires. It was early in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock. You know, a lot of cars to deal with, people to deal with. People want their cars back on the road. And all I hear is guys laugh and have a good time. I was like, wow, look at these guys. I said, they're just having a great time. I said, they're changing tires. Not the most glamorous job in the world, but they know that people need to have these jobs. They know that with a good attitude, people keep coming back. As I watched myself and I watched this, and I said, they're having fun. They don't even know they're working. Sometimes we get these jobs and careers, and we start off and we're excited about them, we're smiling, at the end we're all frowned up, not happy about life, not happy about not too much what's going on. And it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate that this is happening to a lot of people as we're going through this journey, as we're getting tired. We want to give up. So let's go do something else. I know I ran into a few people as I was just, you know, you run into people and they're like, are you still over here? You still doing that? Well, yeah, we're still there. They always tell you, like, oh, I thought you would quit by now. I thought that was, yeah, I don't know why you're doing that. You're trying to put that thought in your head. As I ran into some of George's former like teammates, parents, or whatever they were called, they're like, oh, George is still at it. No, yeah, George is still there. George is not, George is still playing. He's still out there. They're like, that's good. Yeah. He's still out there. He's still doing his thing. And as I told him today, he was, this last couple of weeks, you know, he hasn't been feeling well. And I said, I'm proud of you. You had a couple of games this weekend and you did well. You did extremely well. I know you weren't feeling well, but you pushed through it. He said, yeah, Dad, I did push through it. And that's what life's about a lot of times. It's just pushing yourself to the next level. As we look and we look around and we compare ourselves with other people who are doing things in life, as we're doing certain things, we have to ask ourselves those questions. Are you willing to push through? Are you just going to just say, you know what? I've had enough. I don't need to do anymore. And there's times in life you're going to have to, how do you say, you're going to have to just accept that it's just not meant to be. Sometimes in life you're going to just have to, you know, do the best that you can. But as long as you give it 100%, because that's what's happened to a lot of people. That's what happens. We start having regrets. Regrets are something that you don't want to, something you don't want to do. Something you don't want to do, because what happens when you have these regrets, you start playing with your head. I know this, even, you know, go back to my son, and he was selected for this baseball team or whatever he was selected for. And we pulled him out of it because it wasn't good for him. He wasn't having fun. He was just, it was more about the parents, not about the coach winning, instead of developing him as a ball player. He's young. And I didn't want him to make a decision 7, 8 years old and just say, all right, I'm done with baseball. Because this one person ruined the game for me. Loves to play the game. One person is like, no, I don't want you. Yeah, no, I'm going to affect you. I'm going to kill your dreams. And you're all going to have these so-called dream killers in your life. You're going to have people that are going to just kill your dreams because they didn't make it. And so their job is to make walk around and make sure that you don't make it. And it's unfortunate we have people like that out there. And these dream killers that come along with you at all times, they come in all shapes, sizes, relatives, unrelatives. They all come with you. As they come with you, as you talk to them, you have to understand that some of these people, as they are killing your dreams, as they are doing certain things to you, you have to be very, very just realize that's just someone's opinion. Like I told my son, there's other places that we can play baseball. There's other people who can lift you up. And he didn't understand that at first. And now he's like, oh, okay, I get it. This is the place you can improve. This is not the only place that you can improve. Once you figure that out, life's not that difficult. But we put all our trust and value in certain people And as we put trust in these people, we think that they know everything that there is about life in general. We think that they have all the answers. They're walking around like, I got all the answers. Without me, you're nothing. I make your schedule. I can tell you what to do. I can tell you to do this, this, and this, and this, and you better do it. And there's a certain extent where, you know, you have to be respectful of the person. But you gotta understand that if it doesn't mix well with that person, you guys just don't mix. It's okay to walk away from that situation. It's okay to, I'm going to try an alternative because this one's not working for me. I have a GoPro, and I've been trying to, you know, be honest with you. It's a real simple device, where you record things and it just goes. And lately I've been struggling with it. It's a nice little camera. I've been struggling with it a little bit. And the reason I'm struggling with it for the most part is I probably didn't read the instructions as much as I should have, or I didn't play with them. And that's a lot of times in life. That's how you learn things, just make mistakes and play with it. So I've been playing with it, my son's games, and one thing about baseball, or I get a chance to just set it up. And what I like about the GoPro, I can just set it up, it just goes, and it just records. But the first problem I come across is they give these little batteries. I ordered like three batteries. I said, these three batteries are going to be the best. I ordered these three batteries and it starts overheating. It starts overheating the GoPro. I said, oh boy, this is not good. Because they were only recording for like 15, 20 minutes. After 15, 20 minutes, it wouldn't record. Well, the games are an hour and a half, 2 hours long. What good is this? So I said, okay, whatever. So I've been researching and it kind of discouraged me of using the GoPro. I said, what's the use of using this GoPro if I can't really use it? If it's always going to, you know, shut off because I've used the battery up too much. And I said, it's a piece of junk. So I started researching, looked around. And I said, oh, looked around at what I had. I said, oh, you have it. You have an extended battery that you never use. It's just been sitting here. I said, okay, let's try to use that. Hooked it up, powered it up. And then last week we used it. I said, this thing, because it has a solar panel on it, you put it in there and it just goes. It just goes. And so I was looking at it, I thought, this is pretty nice. Good job. But then I realized, I struggle sometimes because I got this finally record for an hour, 2 hours long, and it record longer than that. The second problem is getting the files off the GoPro. I have this, you can, you know, attach it to your computer and it'll do certain things. You can bring down the files, which is cool. And I like it, but somehow or another, the computer I was hooking it to didn't quite work. So I hooked it to another computer, hooked it to my storage device I have, found a little piece, downloaded it, gonna upload it, do some things with it, the color grading of it. And I'm like, oh, that's all you had to do. But back a couple months ago, you wanted to stop. You said, this is a piece of junk. You had all this stuff out there that's gonna help you. And today, you know, as I recorded my son, damn it, finally worked the way I wanted it to work. I adjusted it. I leveled it. I was kind of proud of myself. Kind of proud of myself how I did that. And so you stayed after it. You didn't let something discourage you from doing this. And I said, wow, look at you. I said, this is another avenue that you could do. Something else you could do. As I watched myself and as I watch certain things that are going on with me, as I tell myself and as I tell you, a lot of the answers are right there in front of me. Like I said, I have the battery, I have the computer, I have the stuff to upload it. Just a little more effort. But sometimes we want to hide and dilly dally around with excuses, dilly dally around with, I'm giving up because I don't want to use my brain. If it doesn't work one way, I'm just going to give up. And that's what happens to a lot of us. We try it one time and it's like, no, I don't see no results. So that, we're done. We're out of here. I'm done. But there's another way to do it. And the thing about YouTube and podcasts, there's always someone out there telling you how to do certain things, how to get yourself better. But what happens to us is we don't want to put the research in. We don't want to learn a new technique. That way it used to work, but now they have something different. Just talking to my wife about our vacation when she wants to go on. She's going through a lot and dealing with a lot. And just work. You know, she has all these people and all these expectations that she has to take care of. And she's doing a great job for the most part. You know, it's a new job and she didn't, a lot of things that we didn't hear at somebody else's situation. And you have to clean up from them. And, you know, like I said, she's doing fine. But as we go to certain places, I always ask her, hey, you want to go back and do that again? And she always tells me, she goes, oh, that place we went, it's beautiful. Let's go back. But this time, last time we kind of struggled with, we're camping. And my son and I, we love making fires and sitting there. But sometimes the fire would take a long time to make and we don't have a stove inside. You know, we're in a cabin, but we like to cook outside and do certain things out there. But as we're cooking, like I was telling him, so we got to find a better grill. So today, like I said, most people get it when you're playing baseball and you're watching baseball games with your kids or whatever. You got a lot of time sitting there for 2 or 3 hours. So, we get on our app and say, hey, let's order this grill. Let's get a nice one because we're going to be out there. We're going to need it. So we ordered it. They're going to send it to us. Props to them. It's going to make life a little bit easier for us. You know, because like that's just having the food, having certain things ready, you know, going. This is half the battle. Well, you know, like I tell my son, he's down when he's under the fire. So we're going to do a lot of things under the fire. But like for us, the cooking and things that we have to get done. And I said, because a lot of times if you don't have your food and whatnot, everyone's just grumpy. You know, everyone's not having a good time. And as I talk to him, and they're all excited about going on this journey, going on this trip. And last time we had some incidents that were unfortunate, but we'll get through. We'll get through. And we'll do things a little bit different this time. Just a little bit different, but we're going to still enjoy it. So. And that's what the journey's about, is making modifications along the way. As you make your modifications, as you're walking and talking and running and doing some things, I realize with myself, I'm going to make some modifications. I have to make some modifications. Some of the things that are physically not right with me right now. I don't want to. They're putting them off. But I have to. One of the things I have to. As I do these things, as I make modifications, it's for the betterment of me. As I make some adjustments, and tonight as I sit down and make my schedule for the week, and I make my schedule for the week and try to get better at what I'm doing. I have to ask myself, hey, is this the best situation for you? Is it going to make you better? Because I know I have certain things I got to take care of. As I realize that I take better care of myself. I hate going to doctors and telling you to just cut back on this. I want to eat what I want to eat, doctor. No. Maybe if you change up some things, you might feel better. You might feel a little bit better. Today, in the week, we're, like I said, baseball is kind of cool. We kind of have a setup for my wife and I. We get our chairs. It's like a picnic for us. We sit out there and we talk. And we don't really mingle with families per se and get up in the stands. We just kind of, you know, just hang out and bring our snacks and bring our little table and just make the best of it. Make the best of it. Take pictures and have a good time. Really have a good time and just kind of our little date, whatever we need to do. And we just hang out. And I got my wife with that, like today, she was asking me about, you know, the trip. She goes, you think they have space that week? I said, I don't know. She said, are they, they're open? I said, I don't know. I said, call them up. Somebody's got to be sitting there. She said, what if they don't answer the phone? I said, they'll answer. They'll answer. I said, they need these cabins filled. Like, what if they don't have one side by side? I said, we will. But if we don't call, we don't try, we don't know. We don't know. If you don't try, you don't try to do certain things and you don't make that phone call, you can't get help. When you're going through certain situations and you're pushing. And there's opportunities out there on the other side. And that's what I want to see, to be honest with you, as I do this podcast. It's like, what opportunities will happen if I just keep doing it on a daily basis? What opportunities will I have if I, like, I'm learning how to upload things and delay them a little bit and let them go out at a certain time each day? I have a deadline. And it's kind of cool because I have a deadline that I have to meet every day. That's going to keep me grounded a little bit, is keeping that deadline in front of me. I know at a certain time each day, I have to have it up so that the people at certain parts of the world can hear a new episode. A little trick that, not a trick, but something they said, if you want to do this podcast, if you have to have it up by a certain time each day. I didn't know that. I was just uploading, you know, whenever I finish a podcast, I was just uploading, doing random stuff. Now I've learned that, hey, there's a better way to do this. The better way to podcast. And all it is a few clicks. What do you want to be? You want to publish now? Later on? Yeah. Later on. Certain time. Send it out to me. And I would see this little button, but I ignored it. Just ignored it. I was like, what does it matter? It's up there. People know what's up there. You can go from there. Now the little computer. The computer knows when it's up there. They send it out at a certain time. So just follow the rules. Follow that piece of advice somebody's giving you. Does that make sense? Some of it does. Some of it doesn't. Sometimes, like I said, I'd be wrapping this podcast up. A lot of things that you're going to do. Sometimes it may make sense to you, but it may not make sense to the next person. Or to get to that next level, you may have to do something that's very uncomfortable. And I push myself and push my son and push my family, my wife. A lot of stuff that you're going to do is going to be very uncomfortable. Today, as I finished, we got up early and came down here and got the business together and then coming back, I'm like, hey, it's uncomfortable. But I know that I need to pay certain things. You got to get out of that comfort zone. What do you mean by it's a podcast? That's exactly what I mean. I get out of comfort zone. As I look and evaluate the things that are going on with me, pushing myself. And you're going to have people all the time, if you left this podcast up, oh, you're pushing yourself too hard. Because they want you to come back there with them. They don't want you to get in front of them. They don't want you doing things that they wish they could do. As I tell myself, and I tell a lot of things that are going on with me and you, it's okay. It's okay to get to the next level. It's okay to think like that. It's okay to want more for yourself. it's okay to set the bar a little bit higher. And I'm going to do this thing and I wrap this up. And I have this a couple years ago. We competed and my team finished second. And they gave us a little ribbon. They gave us this little ribbon. You know, the other team gets a little red ribbon and the other one's blue for, you know, first place. And a couple of, you know, team members, I still have that ribbon. And I put it in this drawer. And every day I open this drawer up in my office. Every day it reminds me, you came in second. What are you going to do to improve yourself? Are you happy with this red ribbon? How do you make that blue? So what are you going to do to plan practice better today so that you guys are ready for the match? What are you doing different? You know, when the same old practices, I can do something a little bit different. And that's what I have to tell myself. So this week, what we're going to do is I'm going to get that ribbon. And we have 20, you know, it's a big team, 20 something people in that team, in this team. Each day, someone has to be responsible for this ribbon. And I'm not saying crumble it up, put it in your pocket. You got to take care of it. Because I realize if you take care of this ribbon, you take care of this ribbon, most likely you will have a great year. And each day they're going to pass the ribbon to the next person. And they have to take care of it just like it's precious gold. And I'm like, wow, why didn't I do that last year? You weren't ready for it last year. We're trying to send a message that we're trying to get to the next level. I want you to think, second place is great. Last year we came in fourth. Are we going forward? Are we going backwards? What are we doing here? I want them to understand that the running, the putting up with me, putting up with the other coach, this is why we're doing this. We're not out here just to kick it around and have fun. And I know they're saying just have fun, but I want you to be able to compete. Just like this podcast. We want the best podcast you can go out there. And I say, I don't know what this podcast can do. I don't know. But if we keep pushing ourselves, you should never know. Like I said, there's some things that physically right now, I don't feel well. But I still got to keep pushing myself. You got to keep pushing yourself to this race. Like I said, I don't know if you're at the beginning, the middle, or the end. But try the best that you can. And you'll be fine. So thanks again for joining us on the Period Fair Podcast. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe, whatever you need to do to make sure that we are in your hearts and when a new podcast comes down. And make sure you share the podcast. It's one you might need it. So like I said, we have listeners around the world, which is so common, not common, but it's so awesome to me. There are people that want to hear what we have to say, and it just keeps me motivated and it keeps me coming back every day. And that's our goal, is just putting it out there and trying to get it. So thanks again. Bye-bye.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.